distinctly rural. Country Driver Clock. My guest tonight, ABC Rural Reporter Kath Sullivan. Kath, welcome.
G'day there.
Hello. How are we?
Not too bad. How are you getting on?
Just dandy, thanks. We have a new agriculture minister.
We do, among others, in the new ministry announced by Scott Morrison yesterday is Victorian National Senator Bridget McKenzie, first elected to the Parliament in 2010, now making history as the first female agriculture minister.
That's pretty big. What was wrong with the last one?
Well, good question, I suppose you could say. David Littleproud was appointed Agriculture Minister. He's a Queensland MP for Maranoa. He's had 16 months in the gig. I think you could say he was pretty well respected by industry groups, although a few eyebrows were raised over his approach to live exports. He was pretty, well, depending on how you see the debate, I think there are those who thought that he had permitted a trade that perhaps should have been banned, as Labor was proposing to do. And then there are those within the trade who might suggest that he's created too much regulation and red tape. And we've actually seen the trade shut down over the most profitable months of the trade during the northern summer. So depending on how you come into that, the ag visa was another one which was a little bit strained. I think he said that he was for an agriculture-specific visa, but that didn't seem to get a lot of traction with the Liberals in the coalition. Jonathan, my colleague actually caught up with David Littleproud earlier today and asked him if he considered his part of the reshuffle as a demotion. Here's what David Littleproud had to say.
Anyone that gets a sitting cabinet is the highest honour you can be given. The deputy leader of the National Party wanted agriculture, and when you're the deputy leader, you get to pick. That's only fair. And I know Bridget will do a good job. I've still got some pretty big responsibilities. I'm just honoured to be in Cabinet, but more than anything, I'm just honoured to be the member for Maranoa.
There you go. That's David Littleproud, former Agriculture Minister. Now, Kath, you've spoken to Bridget McKenzie as well.
Yeah, and I will just point out that David Littleproud does maintain the Ministry for Water, which is interesting itself because Barnaby Joyce...
Pretty big ticket thing.
Yeah, and when Barnaby Joyce was Agriculture Minister, he also held the water portfolio, and I saw he was out again today saying that he believed that the two went together. Regardless, Bridget McKenzie is now our Agriculture Minister, and I spoke with her earlier and I asked her about the approach she'd be bringing to the role.
I commit to the industry in all its diversity that my door will always be open, that I will respond to issues based on evidence and data, and that I will work together with agriculture to make sure we grow and develop its contribution to the Australian economy.
That's the new Agriculture Minister, National Senator Bridget McKenzie. Now, Kath, we last week on the program talked about Australia having to import wheat, and for the first time in 12 years. That's not flash news for the grain industry.
Yeah, well, it's pretty bonkers when you think about Australia as one of the largest grain-producing nations in the world to now be importing grain. Last week when we were talking about it on the program, or our colleagues were talking about it, there'd been one shipment permitted by the Department of Agriculture.
Yep.
Late on Friday, that grew to three shipments of whole wheat, now expected to come from Canada to Australia. We know that one shipment will be imported by a New South Wales family-owned business called Manildra Group. I asked it today if it wanted to claim responsibility for the following two permits. It said it would decline to confirm such a thing. But it comes at a time when a petition's been set up calling for a stop to wheat imports. And I think this might be one of the challenges that Bridget McKenzie faces once she's sworn in on Wednesday. More than 5,000 people have written or signed onto this petition calling for a stop to it.
So we haven't heard anything yet from the federal government on that issue?
No, well, the former Agriculture Minister David Littleproud and even their shadow spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon were pretty keen to distance themselves, saying this is an issue for the department. But there's a few people in the industry a little bit beside themselves. They say, you know what, we've probably got enough grain here in Australia.
Yes.
The Manildra Group, which claimed the first shipment, said the East Coast was absolutely shot with the drought last year, and this particular type of grain, a high protein, isn't available. And we just don't actually really know what grain is in Australia because the grain companies don't have to report it publicly.
Speaking of drought, we've heard words there from the Coalition, in fact, from the leader of the Nationals.
So that's your policy at the moment, pray for rain?
One of many policies. No, I will always pray for rain. I pray for lots of things. I think people should pray more. And I think, it's a good thing to pray. Fact is, we've got to do more than just pray. We've got to put in the right policies. We've got to be practical and pragmatic about it. And that's what we're doing.
That's Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack. Kath, it looks like we've got the full suite of policy possibilities there around drought and water.
This was an interesting one. Michael McCormack, having just been re-endorsed as the Nationals leader, speaking to my colleague Lucy Barber about what the Nats can do for drought-affected communities. And he did throw that one in, which caught a few people unawares, but I did actually find an article dating back to 2007 during the Millennium Drought when John Howard, as Prime Minister, apparently made some very similar remarks suggesting that Australians need to pray for rain.
Well, I hope the response isn't a sort of flood of biblical proportion.
A flood would be good.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry, I take that back.
But it is very difficult to find the right balance, isn't it?
It is interesting, though, that in this election, and just as a final point, religion is playing an increasing role in some of our public conversation.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know, from the Prime Minister welcoming his victory as somewhat of a miracle, and today this suggestion to pray as a response to drought. Who knows where it will end?
Kath, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.